Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is the brilliant Animo Drive on Radio Nova. The Irish Wolfhound is the song. And Animo Drive is the kind of side project, kind of solo project of Oisín Furlong from Thumper. But it's a brilliant kind of project of its own. It's the second album, came out on Friday. Thank God It's Friday by Animo Drive. And it's a great listen. It's really, really intimate, really, really close. And the kind of instrumentation is really kind of simple and melodic. And we're really, really lucky because we have Oisín on the line to chat about it. How's it going, Oisín?
Hey, Kieran, how's it going?
Good, good. So look, at the new album came out on Friday. Thank God It's Friday. How does it feel to have it out?
Yeah, it felt good. The whole creation of this album has been very, like, in terms of the recording of it, it was pretty quick and sort of following our nose. But I've always wanted to make an album like this, just something intimate and sort of lean and taut. So in that sense, it's been a long time in the making. So yeah, very, very, very happy to have it out.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you about that. I suppose, like, you do a lot of your daytime or your nighttime rocking with with Thumper, which takes obviously a lot of your kind of songwriting focus. When you do something like this, is it a deliberate kind of use of an outlet to try and do something different, or maybe you don't think of it like that?
Yeah, I think at the conception of the project, yeah, it was a bit more binary in my head. It was a bit more like the two projects were totally separate, you know. And then this is only the second Animo Drive album, but as I've been doing it, the surprising thing is that, like, the songwriting has sort of started to cross-pollinate a bit. Mm. And songs that I thought would be Thumper songs would end up being Animo Drive songs, and vice versa. There's some songs on the Thumper album out next year that I thought were going to be Animo Drive songs. So in that sense, it's what I'm discovering is that it's essentially the same process. It's just where I kind of steer it to in the end, you know?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting thing. So obviously I have a band with, you know, that plays alternative rock music, and I have a gentle acoustic folk act as well. And the thing about it was, it started out for me that the songs that maybe didn't suit one act went to the other. And then as it went on, I began to write for either act, you know. Would that be the kind of way that it's kind of become, I suppose, for you?
It's the inverse, to be honest. Oh. I was writing with the act specifically in mind at the beginning, and now I'm not really doing that as much. And it's, for instance, there's a song on this album called The Rip, and there, that same song is also on the Thumper album, and we actually released both singles on the same day. The two different versions of the one song, The Rip, on both projects.
Yeah, no, I love that, yeah.
And that was kind of born out of just arriving at that conclusion and going, even this one song doesn't have to be one thing, you know? Yeah, it's been a nice surprise, and it's been kind of freeing creatively as well.
Yeah, well, as you say, it's a nice surprise. It's a gorgeous album, really, really intimate, almost to the point where there was a note somewhere I read that you sat knee to knee playing, and I can totally imagine, that being the process. There's a lot of the themes that kind of came across to me were kind of remembering and yesterday and kind of analysing previous lives, previous moments, but not really, I guess, kind of just documenting them or something. Was that something you noticed when you were putting together
that? Yeah, that's interesting. I suppose I didn't necessarily go into it with a theme, but by virtue of the types of songs that I've included here, it is sort of a series of moments, a sort of a process of documenting and not trying, allowing that to not be some sort of like prescriptive thing of like, this is what I've learned or something. It's just sort of preserving these moments. And a couple of the songs on the record have been hanging around for a few years with no real home for me to put them in. And so that feeling maybe comes from that, you know. It is, in a way, a bit of a patchwork of different moments in my life, some very recent and some sort of way back in the distance. But it's interesting that comes across to anyone else, you know. I'm kind of too close to it, I can't really tell.
Yeah, yeah, well, I do think it's kind of, often when people write very but when they present albums in a very personal kind of intimate way, there's a sort of a pull in the writer to reveal, you know, themselves or feel like you're, you know, talking to someone close, and then you end up kind of saying more than you thought you would or whatever. But sometimes on this album, it feels like you're deliberately not doing that. You're just kind of observing a situation or something. But there is kind of moments of kind of uncertainty that come through, like being unsure or questioning or being sort of just not having an answer to a situation. And I think that's kind of an interesting thing for something so intimate to put across. Would you recognize that?
I think, as I kind of alluded to earlier on, the main MO for me with this record was for each song to sort of be as self-contained as possible. So I was sort of like axing all of the intros, all the outros, but there's not barely a double chorus in there. Mm. And that's kind of in direct reaction to, say, the first Animal album and also, I guess, in a way, the first Thumper album, which... they're kind of an attempt, those albums are an attempt to make this sort of journey from one place to another, sometimes within one song, could be 7-8 minutes long. And containing that, I guess, is the instinct to pose a question and you have time to answer it all in the same arc. But when you're trying to condense something down, sometimes it is more interesting to pose the question or just present the scenario. And actually, I've found condensing is a song down to its core elements has more of a challenge. Not people would think that making a really long song is like the hardest thing in the world, but editing yourself down to kind of its core elements has been a really enjoyable new process for me.
Yeah. I think there's a line from Neil Young where he says, I didn't have time to write a short song, so I wrote a really long song.
Yeah.
So that kind of connects. So what is this going to be? I'm dying to see what this is live. So the gig, your launch gig for this is in the Grand Social on Thursday, the 13th of November. I think that'll be a great gig. How will the songs, are they already made to be played this way? Or do you feel like you're going to do more of a band kind of, are you more comfortable, I suppose, with them in a more of a band setting like the first album or like Thumper?
Yeah, so the gig is this Thursday in the Grand Social and I'm definitely more comfortable in a band, you know, even... Animal Drive is a solo project, but I've given it a band name, you know, because I don't know, I like to bury my head down in the tunes a bit. And for this one, yeah, it's just sort of pulling myself out of my comfort zone in multiple different ways. So the gig itself is going to be myself and Alan Dooley from Thumper and Gareth Quinn Redmond, who's an amazing musician, plays with all sorts of people from The Frames and onwards. And we're going to have a little sort of trio to emulate some of the... there's a lot of unison guitar parts and vocals. It's hard stereo panning on the album, and we're going to attempt to do this live. And then I'll also have some special guests and stuff like that to join us in that quest.
Yeah, special guests. That's what people like to hear.
Very intimate and nowhere to hide, really. So I don't know why I do it to myself, but I'll be doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's it, isn't it? You know, it's to feel something. To feel something, damn it. The album is great, Oisin. Thank you so much for chatting to us. We're going to play the song Walking the Cow now, which I just absolutely adore. I think it's excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about it before we play it?
Yeah, so I recorded this album in 2 days, 3 days, almost exactly a year ago, actually. And what songs made onto the album was just whatever song I thought of next that I didn't have a home for yet. And in that spirit of sort of just doing what felt right, myself and Ian, who recorded the album with me, he played bass in the live band. And we occasionally would bring out this cover of a Daniel Johnston song. It's called Walking the Cow. And it was the two of us there in this small room. So I said, why not, you know, include that? So that's the song. It's a cover of Daniel Johnston.
Oh, is it a cover? I didn't know that. That's gas, because I'm looking at the credits now. Right, yeah, I see that. Daniel Johnston, original cover.
I don't think, if I had more than 2 days to think about it, I probably would have put one of my own songs in place. But I'm really happy with how it turned out. And yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah. No, look, I like all the songs on the album, but that one stood out. Maybe it stood out because it was a different voice. But Yeah, there you go. Very cool. Yeah, let's play it. This is Walking the Cow by Animo Drive, a cover of Daniel Johnson. Oisin, thank you so much for chatting to us, and look forward to the gig on the 13th of November, this Thursday, in the Grand Social.
Nice one, Kieran. I really appreciate it.
Take it easy. Let's play it. Animo Drive on Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.